Another outside the box, trying always to be a good sport. Today's topic is can't compete. October is a time when some sports like football, basketball, and hockey are just starting and others like baseball are ending. I used to be a sports fan like many others, but not anymore. Watching sports can be entertaining, but I don't have a TV and don't miss viewing them. Here's why. I'm not big on competition. There are times when competition might spur people to do and perform better. But competition always means winners and losers. In organized sports, that usually means one person or team wins and everyone else ultimately loses. Why can't we have many winners or win-win events where everyone is a winner? Maybe I would like sports more if I won more often. I managed to compete, but I was never a talented, high-performing athlete. I was not at the bottom of the barrel, but I was usually closer to the bottom than the top. A friend of mine and I used to play badminton, where we would just try to keep hitting the shuttlecock as many times as possible before it hit the ground. That was fun. Another group of us used to play what we called slam ball, where we just kicked a big plastic ball back and forth. We gave each other points, not for long or accurate kicks, but for form, looking fancy and artistic when we kicked it. That was even more fun. Win-wins in both cases. The danger and even cruelty of some sports gross me out. Bullfighting is one of the worst, if you're a bull or even the fighter. Football, hockey, boxing, roller derby, and wrestling, if you can call the last one a sport at all, are dangerous to anyone who participates. No one should have to risk the safety of their body to quote-unquote play. Athletes have sometimes died or sustained permanent physical damage, especially when playing for many years, such as football players or boxers who suffered traumatic brain injury, or any athlete as a result of taking steroids. Accidents do happen, but some sports are intended to injure or incapacitate a person. Yuck! It boggles my mind that almost every sports fan will root for their nearby home team. Why? I never did. I rooted for two kinds of teams or individuals. One was the underdog, like the New York Mets of 1969, which won the World Series, having finished 9th out of 10 in their division just the year before. I rooted against the damn New York Yankees because they won too often. The other teams I rooted for were ones with no real superstar player, like the Boston Celtics in the 1960s. The entire lineup would score 10 to 20 points, but no one would score more than 25. They really work like a team, not a bunch of individual hotshots. The Olympics have become not just competitions among individuals, but political contests pitting country against country. Who would get the most medals? Athletes become pawns as nations compete. I like underdog athletes from smaller countries like Africans who grow up running and winning marathons, or blacks who defy the tradition of whites only in tennis, golf, gymnastics, and equestrian riding. Well, better for nations to compete in the sports arena than on the battlefield, I guess. Professional sports are now not just big business, but mega corporations. They make millions for owners, usually rich white guys. They rarely are managed or owned by people of color or women. They suck tax money out of communities, and they are distractions, for better or worse, for most fans from the realities of their day-to-day lives of trying to get by in a difficult economy. Fortunately, athletes are organized, organizing, not just as pros, but also as amateurs in college. Being an athlete these days can be hazardous to your health, just like going to the hospital. Most of the fun of playing sports seems to be disappearing, at least on an organized level. What a shame. What sports, if any, did you play when you were younger, or do you play now? I'm Larry Danziger, looking for a few others for a hot game of slam ball.